Yeah, so I was just thinking, Maria's not here. Wow, she's gone. Right now, she's back in, I can't remember if it's South Carolina or North Carolina. Wherever it is, it's way too close to Big Fatty. I, of course, have not told her about Big Fatty, so... she's quite safe from, you know, being used as a puppet. Oh, vulgar! Disgusting! But, I don't know. You know, with Big Fatty, you just... You never know. Are there female puppets in Big Fatty's horror sling, new air conditioning, old air conditioned plasma TV room? I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, vulgar, disgusting.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 930 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and y'all, there was an earthquake. Oh, Rick, buddy, are you sure you just didn't fall and fart? Hello, Harry's. Y'all, that's for the horror. Hello, Harry's. And hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I'm at the Horror Hotel. And every day, where every day is hump day. Please. 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 Dear Gussie. And y'all, I know that the sound quality is going to be shit. And my grandson probably won't be able to hear a word I'm saying. Not a word, because I don't have the normal microhoist stand. And so the microhoist is in a different position, and the air conditioner is going, and it's just different. Well, y'all, it's either enjoy it being different, or there won't be a little show. Y'all, by the way, the inner tubes are sucking a big one. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, I had to print something on my, not on my new printer, but on my old printer, which is the one that I travel with. Big Fatty, you travel with a printer. Travel with a printer. And, y'all, I had to dad, I didn't have the printer driver. I didn't have the printer driver, with me. I didn't have it on the new computer, y'all, so I had to download that, y'all, it took damn near, I thought it was going to carry me through to election day or something, I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard that little Ozzy Battler, and y'all, he was talking about puppet shows, and y'all, there will definitely be some puppet shows going on here at the Horror Hotel this weekend. Back, ready, please, not too soon, too soon. But y'all, tonight it's relatively quiet. It is relatively quiet, so that's good. And y'all, I am in a much, 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 much better frame of mind. I'm recording this very late. Very late. Y'all, it's 10:28 p.m. in the evening. Which leaves me very little time to get it done and get it uploaded. Big Freddy, don't be vulgar. And so, y'all, that's what we're going to do. And I know that there are some that like to download early, but it's probably not going to be available for an early download. Big Freddy, we understand. You are bringing us a treat while you're at the horror. And there you have it. And y'all, I was looking at the Twitty. I was catching up. I had 8 hours of Twitty to catch up on. Y'all, there was evidently some sort of shake, rattle, and roll up there in the Virginia. And y'all, they felt it in North Carolina. Y'all, they felt it in Charleston. And from what I understand, y'all, that is a garden solid. And from what I understand, they felt it in West Virginia, And all the way up to Connecticut, although I do not believe the Danbarrys felt it, but, you know, it could be that they were just drunk. I don't know. It could be they were just drunk. But anyway, but from what I hear, the damage is just unbelievable. I saw pictures from the patron saint posted a picture of the damage at his house. Y'all, it was two jaws that had fallen over half-cocked onto a towel or something. I don't know. But y'all, it's devastating. Just devastating. You know, it's just, you know, so... but it's good to know that everyone is A-okay, at least if you're not A-okay, you hadn't told Big Fatty. So, anyway. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm just tired. Worked the day at the coal mine, and then drove over here to the Horror Hotel and had to unload part of the car at the registration room, and then the sling and my personal effects... here in the lav chamber, the auxiliary lav chamber, and y'all, and then went out to supper, and y'all, I'm just tired. I am just, and y'all, I didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn, not worth a tinker's damn on Monday night. So y'all, I am looking forward to just finishing the little show and just collapsing. Yes, Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Oh, Big Fatty, how you did worry us Southern boys this past week when you proclaimed that you were giving up gentlemen callers. You should have been down here, churches filled up, and psychiatrist's office filled up, and doctors were just thanking you left and right because Southern boys were like, oh my God, we can't live with this decision. We may not have a choice to be with Fatty Daddy. But then, of course, you turned around and you said that you would rather give up bacon than give up gentlemen callers. And we all rejoiced. Fireworks went off everywhere. And once again, we could all have erections. So you should be thankful that you have that much of a hold over penises in the South. So just letting you know not to ever do that to us again. And, think about your words so that the boys in Dixie just won't be so let down. Love you much. Bye.
Yeah, guys, see, y'all, that is the one and only gay country boy, Wes, the gay country boy, the hooded bishop, the hooded ringed bishop, and y'all, he was calling on the BFO app. And y'all, speaking of the BFO app, y'all, I'm going to go over here right now. I'm going to go over here right now because, y'all, that Stephen the Uck, you know, y'all, he is getting settled up there in his new area. Big Freddy, don't talk about his area. Y'all, you know, it's just one thing or another. If it's not this, it's that. But, y'all, he sent me some new stats on the BFO app, y'all. He says, Big Freddy, I've just got a small update for you. Since going free, your apps have secured an additional 439 downloads. Y'all, I can't believe it. I cannot believe there are 439 cheap asses out there that wouldn't pay $1.99 for... I'm looking at you, Puff Freddy. Yes, I am. But anyway, 439 downloads. That was a significant increase after a long period of just a few paid downloads. This obviously means that people wanted the app, but they didn't want to pay for it. So, y'all, as of his writing, y'all, the BFO app has been downloaded 1,225 times. Y'all, I cannot believe that. I just cannot believe that. But, y'all, you know, many of you have a second and third device that you might download the BFO app on. And, y'all, you hear the clarity of sending Big Fatty a voice letter on it. So, y'all, get your ass in gear and go over there and get the damn thing. It's free now. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. And how is where's the country boy's name spelled? It is not spelled. See you next Tuesday.
Winner, chicken, winner. Okay. I just had to say that because I was saying that all the time. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm working on my acceptance speech, and I'll call you back when I get it done.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, she's preparing an acceptance speech, y'all. Perhaps this will, this acceptance speech will be delivered on the BFO, the live BFO over there on the Pride 48 while we are in Vegas, and y'all, we are coming. We are coming up on 3 weeks from Vegas as of this coming Friday, but y'all, it's getting good. Y'all, we did indeed have the State of the Station on Monday night, and y'all, I had to do that in the middle of trying to get packed and everything else and dealing with all the other shit. But y'all, it was a good one. It was a good one. And y'all, I've gotten about a dozen e-letters from Arthur, because y'all, he sent out a message to all the podcasters saying, okay, when do you want to sign up for your little slots? Big Fatty, we don't want to sign up for your slot. But anyway, y'all, it's beginning to go. Get into high gear. Get into high gear. Now, y'all, just one last little thing I meant to mention when I was talking about West the Gay Country Boy, and that is not. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Although when I did leave the coal mine today, I turned to Larry Klein and I said, see you next Tuesday. But I'd like to just remind Wes the Gay Country Boy that there are still rooms available over here at the Hara Hotel, and we'd love to have you and the Hooded Bishop over here with us. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Moose. I wanted to say thank you so much for the sentiment. I really appreciate the birthday greetings. We're having a ball up here in Chicago. I love the city. Anyway, thank you again. Talk at you later.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. That Moose P, y'all, his husband, y'all, he surprised him with that trip, that exiting of the birth canal trip, just like Moose surprised us that he was celebrating the exiting of the Moose Canal. Mama Moose's birth canal. But y'all, I think that's wonderful because y'all, surprises are just wonderful. And when you can pull it off, nowadays, it's fabulous. Because y'all, pulling off a surprise on somebody is a difficult thing to do, but y'all, Moose P said that his better half had been planning this since April, y'all, and y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty could, well, nowadays I can keep a secret, because y'all, I can't remember shit, so, but y'all, I probably would have forgotten if I had been planning the trip, I probably would have forgotten the trip, too. Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Melinda. I heard you need some phone calls, so here I am doing my duty as a, I don't know what I'm supposed to be called. I can't think of anything good, and I can't remember any of the crazy things people want us fatties to be called. But I just wanted to say, how much do we love a countdown clock? A lot, a real lot. And I'm curious about, I heard something long time ago on the Little Fatty Cast about a special guest. The Pride 48? Is this still happening? Special guest? How special? What kind of special? Do we need to start guessing? Is there a contest to guess? Or are you just going to let the cat out of the bag? I'm dying to know. Please tell me it's one of the PNS Explosion Boys. Would love that. I hope you're having a good time at that Cora, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas. Cha-cha-cha!
Yeah, gussy, y'all, that is Miss Melinda from out there at the Soames Bar, and y'all, there's a reason. She lives in a city called Soames Bar because, y'all, she visits the bar often, from what I understand. But, y'all, when we're in Vegas, we're all going to be visiting the bar. You know, y'all, we've got a reputation to uphold. Meh, fatty, do you ever. But, Miss Melinda, if I don't really, you know, I don't remember shit, but I believe that the special guest that old Vader was talking about, who, by the way, will not be coming to Vegas because, y'all, I believe his 30-gallon drum of Vagisil got lost in the mail somewhere. But anyway, I believe that the special guest was going to be that Miss Donna Sugars, who is going to do the pink carpet with Big Fatty, but I could be mistaken. And it wouldn't be the first time that Big Fatty has been mistaken, but anyway, yes, Big Fatty, we'll chalk it up to you just being fat, yes. So anyway, y'all, I've got a couple more voice letters, but I'm not going to be able to get to them today. So maybe we'll try to include those in tomorrow's a little show. And, y'all, you can have yours included, too. All you got to do is use that BFO app. Y'all, there's over 1,200 of you that got it. Just push the damn button. How hard is that? I mean, how hard is that? Push the damn button. Just, babe, honey, I've pushed the button. Anyway, we'll just go with that. Yes, Big Fatty. I want to go over here to the e-letters real quick. Y'all, that's one thing I like about the new computer. Y'all, we have got some breaking news. This just into the BFO Vegas Update Desk. Y'all, the Ramble Read Heed is coming to Vegas. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the Ramble Read Heed was sending me some twitties. Oh, dear Gussie, I've turned the micro hoist. Sending me some twitties, asking me questions about the rooms and everything. And y'all, he said that the link was broken. That, you know, you click on the link over there at the Pride 48, and it's supposed to take you over to the special Twitter hoot nanny. Rate, and y'all, it says the rate is no longer available. Y'all, it was a problem with the hotel reservation. So y'all, they did say that it would be hopefully fixed by later today, hump day. So y'all, if you went over there and you experienced the same thing, just give it a little while longer, and it should be back up and running properly. And y'all, who knows? Maybe they'll even give you a coupon for waiting. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. Yes, Big Fatty, we will do that. We will do that. I went over there to the e-letters to look at some of these other things. I was telling you, though, with the new computer, it's wonderful because, oh, dear Gussie. On the old one, when I would open up, like, the Firefox. The software, it was too much for the computer, and y'all, it just couldn't keep up. It couldn't keep up, so it would go, Oh, Big Buddy, I can't do it. I just can't do it, Big Buddy. But anyway, I understand that little Ozzy Battler is becoming quite the leather man. In fact, the first time he saw Big Fatty in leather, he said,
"Oh, vulgar, disgusting.
How dare you?"
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.